those who have not yet seen the light. I'm proud to say that I was converted by the Southern Baptist missionary. And how I became a Baptist, not because of the man who converted me, not because of his preaching, but one thing in him I found which convinced me to become a Christian. The man was so humble. I was working in a village about 20 miles from Kumasi as a local authority police. This missionary and his wife stayed in that village for 3 days. They drank the water in that village. Of course, it was not so hygienic as the one we have in the city. But they endured to drink the water there. They went to the houses of these people and tried to taste their food. I was watching them all the time. And at the next meeting, I gave up myself. I found that these people have come to preach the gospel of love. Many missionaries had been in Ghana for years, but their attitudes have prevented people to become Christians. Especially, I'm not so personal about our Roman Catholic people there. They claim superiority and they are above the people. There is no love. But I found that Baptist people are the people of God. They are so humble. And through this, I gave up myself. I came from a pagan home, and after I've received the light, I did not keep it in my pocket, but I tried to win my parents and all my sisters and brothers. And now, the family, the relatives, have become Baptists now through me. That is what we want. I wish you to pray for us as we are in your country. We people in Ghana have been always taking America to be a Christian country. And in fact, it is. I have seen it myself. And no one has told me. What I expected to see here is beyond my imagination. What I was told, it's not what I've seen here. Seems to me I had a wrong story. And now I've had the true picture of America. And I urge you as Christians, try to come and help us. The missionary, the Baptist Southern Mission, is doing a tremendous work in Africa. It's through the cooperative program, which your churches are participants in it. Go home with new conviction. And I wish each one of you here to go home with this question. Am I needed in Africa? Is my service wanted outside America? That is the question I want each one of you to go home with. And pray about it. And you get answer. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Come to Ghana and help the dying souls. They are hungry for the gospel of Christ. Shall we let them die? Let's pray. O our gracious, merciful Father, we thank Thee for this Christian fellowship. We thank Thee for the lives of Christians in this country who have contributed much toward the progress of our country, who have tried in sending their daughters and sons to us to show elder light. May thou give them strength and power. We pray for this school that has made it possible for us to come here and learn and witness about thee. Help the professors in this school as they teach us. Help the students in this school so that they may prepare their minds for thy gospel. We pray for the peace of the world. Thou may send thy Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts, our minds, so that we may be more concerned with the lost world. Help us so that we may be useful instruments in thy vineyard. Help us to be channels of blessings to others. Give us the power to overcome all evils. Give us clean hearts so that we may receive thy word. Help us as we go back to our classes that we may engage our attention to this great need of missionaries, to the fallen lines that are crying for helpers. Help this country to lead the world, because it's a country which is striving towards peace. Help the president of this country and help all the leaders of this country so that their influence may try to win the other world who are still claiming for power. That the whole world may come to know thee, and Christ alone may be the master of all the countries. And at last we may have the glory and honor to praise thy holy name.